And well, then that's where it got its name. Uh-huh. And people made their living just by having little corn patches and stuff on these uh-huh. mountains. And they made about everything they had. And when they had a little something to sell, they loaded up two or three of them would go in gangs, their wagons, and haul off their produce over to what they call Saltville, Virginia. Uh-huh. That's not far from memory. And they'd bring back salt and soda. There's a soda mine over there. Uh-huh. And swap. Uh-huh. Just take their things over there and swap for things that they didn't have that they had over in there. And then they got to go into Abington for their big part of their groceries. And they'd go in caravans, I guess you'd call it, that always three or four go together. And they'd camp along
uh-huh.
the road, take their horses' feed and
uh-huh.
things like that. And take them several days to make the trip.
What year was that when Ward?
Well, I guess that was back in the early 1800s. Uh-huh.
I was told that this was at one time part of North Carolina.
It right? was, uh-huh. Watauga County, uh-huh. North Carolina.
And then it was, when the iron was sold,
I think it was Tennessee then. I think all this
that was after it was.
Yeah, I said earlier, it must have been the late 1800s because I know my daddy could remember it, and I've heard him tell about these men going. And then I have heard Carol Eggers, who used to live up here in this brick house, tell funny things that would happen when they'd stop and camp along the river
uh-huh.
between here and Abington. So it must have been the late 1800s.
I see.
After the wagon days, a little train.
Uh-huh.
Now that's where Bruce started, yeah. I guess.
Right.
They called it a peavine, a narrow gauge, a little railroad uh-huh. they built from Damascus. And the main line run right straight up through this valley into Mountain City,
uh-huh.
over on the west side of Mountain City.
Uh-huh.
Over on beyond where that big bridge is, right there by the Baptist Church. And then they had branch roads out from that went up, starting out, right, the Y was down here at the lower end of that little hill. And it went up that way, and up in there's where Bruce
uh-huh.
helped log. And then this one went this way, had branch roads going out on the mountainside, supposed to be up in there to bring timber out.
I see. Why was it called peavine?
And I can remember that.
Yeah, why was it called peavine?
I don't know. Uh-huh. Unless it's just vine around, so.
I see.
I guess like that old wild vine they call a peavine wine, so is what I imagine. Because it wound all around over these mountains.
Uh-huh. Did any of your relatives fight in the Civil War?
Not that I know of. Now, I don't have any definite thing about that. A lot of these women around town used to try to hunt up something whereby I could belong to the air and things like that,
uh-huh.
which I wasn't very interested in. Because I didn't know I belonged to too many things already.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what. That's one reason my house never looks any better than it does. I belong to too many things.
There are too many friends.
I didn't know how many things I did belong to until in 19. Well, when I was 75, 1969, I believe, they had a surprise birthday party over here at the schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
And another teacher that just retired, Bonnie Gentry, over out toward the valley, and Thelma up here were the starters.
Uh-huh.
They started just to have a little. What started, I had lost my camera. I've always been, that's my hobby, making pictures, and I waste more money.
Uh-huh.
But somebody gave me a camera, I think the first Kodak ever come out. And I've been making pictures ever since. But anyway, I had two